composed by Hazrat Qari Siddiq Ahmed Bandi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. In these words of poetry, Hazrat Qari Sahib gives glad tidings, beautiful advices, and blessings to the Muslim Ummah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Khuda ki rehmaton aur barakaton ko saath laayi hai. Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Khuda ki rehmaton aur barakaton ko saath laayi hai. Fazail is mubarak raat ki tumko sunata hu. Fazail is mubarak raat ki tumko sunata hu. Khuda-e-paak ka irshad main tumko sunata hu. Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Khuda ki rehmaton aur barakaton ko saath laayi hai. Hazaron raat se afzal ye beshak raat hoti hai. Hazaron raat se afzal ye beshak raat hoti hai. Farishton ke utarne ka sabab ye raat hoti hai. Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Khuda ki rehmaton aur barakaton ko saath laayi hai. Khuda e paak ka is raat mein elaan hota hai. Khuda e paak ka is raat mein elaan hota hai. Jo chahe mang lo is raat mein farmaan ho. Mubarak ho musalmano, mubarak raat aayi hai. Khuda ki rehmaton aur barakaton ko saath laayi hai. Talab rozi jo karta करता है उसे वो रिस्क देता है. जो चाहे मग़फ़िरत अपनी वो उसको बख्श देता है. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے کوئی گر مبتلا ہو مرض میں صحت کا طالب ہو کوئی گر مبتلا ہو مرض میں صحت کا طالب ہو کسی پر بار ہو گر کر راحت کا طالب ہو مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے کوئی چاہے اگر اس کو عطا اولاد صالح ہو کوئی چاہے اگر اس کو عطا اولاد صالح ہو بدلنا چاہتا ہے گر کوئی تقدیر صالح ہو مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے بہت نادم ہوا اللہ پرا ہو گر پہ اب یا رب بہت نادم ہوا اللہ پرا ہو گر پہ اب یا رب خطائیں بخش دے یا رب خطائیں بخش دے یا رب مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر وقال تبارك وتعالى
وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. لتصور سيد دروش شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers and all those who are listening on the receivers and the audio streaming, as well as all those who are listening on Radio Islam International, this program is being broadcasted live over the airwaves of Radio Islam International. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have reached that night of this Mubarak month that many hearts incline towards the feeling that this night is Laylatul Qadr. Even amongst the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people like Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very, very learned scholar of the Quran, he used to say on oath that 27 night is Laylatul Qadr. And some ulama have even taken a kind of a sign from the word Laylatul Qadr, which comprises of 9 letters. If you count the letters of Laylatul Qadr put together, it is 9 letters. And the word Laylatul Qadr appears in the surah 3 times. So they say there is a kind of a message or a secret that 3 times 9 equals to 27. Whatever it may be, Allah in His knowledge knows best whether it is Laylatul Qadr tonight or not. But we can hope from the mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that across the world, the Muslim Ummah, normally on this night, they all come in their numbers in the anticipation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this 27th night the night of power. And it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever the majority of the Muslims incline towards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen that way. So even if the Laylatul Qadr was on some other night, it could have been on 23rd, 25th, and it could still be, or it could have been on 21st too, and it can still be on the 29th. The show is not over, as they say. This is the 4th flight, there's still the 5th flight to take off. So there is still one more chance and one more opportunity. But we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it was on some other night, will still give the rewards to the people who came tonight. Because if shopkeepers can, if they can have a sale that buy one get two, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more generous than that. And if we got one, in His mercy, He can give us two also. So we must have great hope and expectation in the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this great night in the Holy Quran, the night of power. Entire surah of the Holy Quran has been revealed regarding this particular night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the Quran was revealed in this very night. Can you imagine what a great night it must be for Allah to reveal His book in that night? The word is used, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. In Arabic, the word anzalna, which is different from nazzalna, there's two words in anzalna and nazzalna. Nazzalna means a gradual revelation, gradual coming down. And anzalna is a sudden and complete revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That is, we have revealed the entire Quran in this one night. Where was the Quran revealed? From where to where? The Quran was revealed from Allahul Mahfuz, which is the protected tablet. From there it was revealed in one single night to Baytul Izzat. Baytul Izzat is the Kaaba of the first sky. Like we have a Kaaba on the ground in Makkah Mukarrama, directly above that there is a Kaaba in the first sky that is known as Baytul Izzat, and in the seventh sky that is known as Baytul Ma'mur, and above Baytul Ma'mur is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these august and holy and sanctified structures, tawaf continues around all of these. On the earth it is human beings and jinns and angels who make tawaf of Baytullah. But Baytul Izzat, there are malaika who make tawaf of Baytullah continuously. And Baytul Ma'mur, malaika making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur continuously. And the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika making tawaf of it continuously. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one night revealed the Holy Quran from Allahul Mahfuz, the protected tablet, to Baytul Izzat. And then over a period of 23 years, Quran was revealed verse by verse according to circumstances and situations on the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the agency of the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So this is that great night that Allah chose this night for the entire revelation of the Quran in one go. From Lawhul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzat, to make it understandable for the youngsters and the people of this day and age, because that's the language and jargon and terminology they use, we could say the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala downloaded it from the Lawhul Mahfuz onto the Baytul Ma'mur at one time. The whole Quran was brought down. And then from there, over a long period of 23 years, the Quran was completely revealed onto the earth. So my dear friends, this night is that night in which the Quran was revealed. And this goes to show the greatness of this night that Allah chose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only chose that which was the most best and perfect for the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the best of books through the agency of the best of angels, Jibreel alayhi salam. And in the best of languages in this world, the Arabic language. And upon the best human being in this universe, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best place on earth, Makkah Mukarramah. And in the best month of the year, Ramadan. And the best night of the year, Laylatul Qadr. So therefore, the Quran is perfect in every way. In Arabic, one of the great imams has mentioned what I've said. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنزَلَ أَشْرَفَ الْكُتُبِ بِوَاسِطَةِ أَشْرَفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فِي أَشْرَفِ اللُّغَةِ على قلب أشرف البشر في أشرف شهور السنة في أشرف ليلة في السنة فكمل من كل الوجوه. Quran is perfect in every way because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in every sense of perfection. So this is that night in which Quran was revealed, and in actual fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about five things relating to this night. The first thing is the revelation of the Quran in this night. The second thing Allah SWT speaks about this night is that it is the night that is greater than 1,000 months in value of ibadat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Laylatul Qadr is not equal to. In maths we have the equal sign and we have the greater than. So don't put an equal sign here. Put a greater than sign. Quran says khayrun, better than, greater than 1,000 months. How much greater than 1,000 months? It will depend on each individual. For some people it will be greater than many thousands of months. But minimum it is greater than 1,000 months for everyone. Then accordingly it will be multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till Allah knows where. So my dear friends, this night is that night that anyone who does ibadat in this night and stays up in this night and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance in this night and engages in various acts of ibadat in this night and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his ibadat in this night, then this person is that fortunate one that he gets the reward equivalent to and greater than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. That's what 1,000 months is equal to, 83 years and 4 months. Who can live, who normally lives that long? Very few people. And then even if we live that long, will we be engaging in ibadat in our whole life? We are, by the time we are born and we grow up and we come of age already, 15, 16 years is already gone. And then from that, one third of life, we are sleeping in any case, 8 hours of sleep. So let us say that a person lived even to 80 years. So count out 15 years, we left with about 65 years. Out of that 65 years, count minus another 20 years, which went in sleeping, so we left with 45 years. Out of that, we need time for eating, drinking, and we need time for work and earning, etc. So you take away another 20, 25 years, you left with about 20 years, and that 20 years too, who does ibadat for that whole duration of the day for 8 hours? Nobody. Very few people there are who can exert themselves so much. So in actual fact, if we have to take the sum total of ibadat that we do in our life of 80 years, it will be equal to maximum about 10 years. That is if we are really very pious and righteous. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us for one night, one single night, such a great reward that this is only for this ummah. No other ummah in the past has been given this reward. And this is only and sheerly through Rahmatul Alameen, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a favor to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his ummah the Laylatul Qadr. So therefore this night we should try to make maximum in terms of ibadat and exert ourselves fully and do our best. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, third thing that is mentioned here is that تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. In this night, the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend with ruh. Who is ruh? Ar-ruh al-ameen. Ar-ruh al-ameen is Jibreel alayhi salam. With Jibreel alayhi salam, the angels descend. It is mentioned in the narrations, نَزَلَ جِبْرَيْلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي كَبْكَبَةٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Jibreel alayhi salam descends on this night with a battalion of angels. According to some narrations, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam, these three angels descend, and each one of them has got 70,000 angels that joined them. And each one comes down with a flag, and from Baytullah they spread out to every nook and corner of the world, and they don't leave out a single place, whichever continent it may be, whichever country it may be, whichever city it may be, whichever town it may be, whichever village it may be, whichever street it may be, whichever home it may be, they go to every single home and individually they go to greet everyone who is engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. And even if people are in some remote island of the world too, the malaika will reach every part, they will not leave any part out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. And then the fourth aspect of this night is, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. They come down with all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every order regarding the affairs of this universe that have to be decreed and completed and executed and carried out, they come down to ensure the execution of all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the lifespan of people, with regards to the sustenance of people, with regards to births, with regards to death, with regards to employment, with regards to marriage, with regards to children, with regards to Hajj. All these matters, the execution of these matters happens on this night, that all these matters are decided, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels down to execute these things. So whoever is going to be born, that decision is also carried out, and who is going to pass away, that decision is also taken, and who is going to go for Hajj, that is also decided, and who is going to get married, that is also decided, and who is going to get what kind of sustenance, what he's going to be earning, that is also decided. In other words, all the matters are decided on this night. That is also a reason why it is so important for us to be in ibadat, so that when decisions are taken for us, they are taken in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy and pleased with us. And thereafter, the fifth aspect that is mentioned here is that salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. In this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a tremendous amount of peace to descend. So much of peace descends onto the earth. There's so much of sukoon on earth. There's so much of sakina on this earth, on this night, that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can feel the peace and serenity of this night. And those people whom Allah has given them spiritual insight, they witness some amazing miracles and amazing scenes in this night, that some people have witnessed the water of the sea becomes sweet instead of being salty. Now don't go after this program to the beachfront to go and taste the water and see what's the flavor, because that's not for us. That is not us. We who go to Milky Lane every time, we're not going to get that taste. This is meant for those very pious and very exclusive and special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they get even these different experiences. They see the trees in sajda bowing down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they see all the animals also in subservience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the special, those very special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness these things. So, but the peace comes down, the malaika go around, they are greeting the people. And even if we do not feel the touch of the malaika, because obviously we are human beings and they are made of light, so we're not going to be able to feel their touch. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even went to explain to this extent that when you feel your heart softening up on this night, then it is because of the touch of the malaika. Malaika touch you and shake your hands. The shaking of your hands by the malaika results in the softening of your heart. And when the heart softens up, the tears start flowing, then know and understand that it is inshallah a good sign, and it is a sign of the malaika greeting a person. My dear friends, this night is a night in which, as I mentioned earlier on, it is a night of absolute turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete and total tawbah and repentance. We have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely in this night, and seek forgiveness for a lifetime of sins that we have committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared a general amnesty tonight, like how when SARS and tax department, they declare an amnesty and say, right, come clean and we'll wipe out all your past, you know, whatever defaults there may be as far as your tax is concerned, we wipe it out. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an amnesty to His servants tonight, that come clean with me, acknowledge your mistakes, apologize and repent, and I will wipe your slate clean and all your sins will be forgiven, as per the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man qama laylat al-qadri imana wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. The person who stands in ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes all the sins of that person to be forgiven. Imagine how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that one night's ibadat and all the sins of that person are forgiven in this one night of ibadat. So therefore, my dear friends, we should spend this night in a variety of acts of ibadat. Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different types of ibadat in one ayat. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three forms of ibadat in this ayat of the Holy Quran. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Make tilawat and recite what has been revealed to you from the book. In other words, this is a night for tilawat of Quran. We should try to recite as much Quran as possible. And second thing Allah mentions, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah will prevent you and stop you from all shameless deeds. And وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest in the eyes of Allah. So these are the three things to do in this night. Reading Quran, reading salah, and performing salah and making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And included in that zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, my dear friends, every one of us without an exception, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, everyone besides Anbiya alayhi salam, all are sinners. But Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of sinners are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who make tawbah. So this is a night of tawbah and repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the first man and woman on earth, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and our mother Hawa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them how to repent when they made a mistake and not commit a sin. Remember, Anbiya alayhi salam do not commit sins. They made a mistake and they were sent down from the Jannah onto this earth, and they came down onto earth, and Adam alayhi salam ended up somewhere in Sri Lanka, and Hazrat Hawa landed somewhere in Africa, and for 40 years they were separated, and they wept bitterly and profusely for 40 years, making tawbah and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for a sin but just for a mistake that they committed. Therefore they say, if you are an Adami, Adami means a son of Adam. The son of Adam is known as Adami. If you are an Adami, that means you're a human being, then you will follow in the footsteps of your father and mother, and you will also repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then caused them to meet in the Maidan of Arafat. They met up in the Maidan of Arafat at Jabal al-Rahma, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah there. And how was their tawbah accepted? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them the wording of tawbah. The wording of tawbah came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them the wording of Tawbah and told them to repent in these particular words. What was the words of Tawbah that they were told to make to repent? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Let's all read it together inshallah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged and harmed ourselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If you're not going to forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah, we will be great losers. We will be lost in this dunya and lost in the akhirah. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Lost in this world and lost in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them these words and they repented in these words. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Adam alayhi salam was inspired from some words from Allah to repent. And then he repented and Allah accepted his repentance. What were these words? It was these very words of رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. So we should actually commence our istighfar and our tawbah tonight with these words. That, oh Allah, just as you accepted the tawbah of Mother Hawa and Father Adam, you accepted their tawbah through these words which you taught them. Accept our tawbah also through these words. My dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the words of tawbah. If He did not want to forgive us, why would He teach us the words of tawbah? When a son does something wrong, a little child, then the father will reprimand the child and say sorry. Say, my father, I'm very sorry for what I did, I won't do it again. So the father reprimands the child and then he makes the child say those words and that small child follows the father and says, Father, I'm very sorry, I won't do it again. The father becomes very happy and says, don't worry. Come, take one sweet, or take one chocolate or whatever it is. Because now the father is happy that the child obeyed. He made a mistake, but he obeyed in how to apologize. So my dear friends, we also have to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us apologize in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha that, O Aisha, if you do happen to encounter this night, then you should read in abundance these words, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. He said, read these words in abundance in this night, because this is the special dua of this night. And what are these words? Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Oh Allah, you are the one who is afu. Afu means the one who is very, very willing to forgive. And kareem, you are the one who is most noble and kind. What is the meaning of the word kareem? Kareem has got a special meaning. It's a special quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to even those servants who of His who are absolutely unworthy of anything. Who are not worthy of or receiving anything, not deserving of anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those servants of His. That is the quality of Kareem. This is a beautiful quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of in the Quran too. Ya ayyuhal insan, ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O insan, what has made you deceived with regard to your most Kareem Rabb? That Rabb who is so Kareem, that even if you're not worthy of anything, and you are totally undeserving, He will still give to you. That is the quality of Kareem. One day, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, he was going somewhere with his children, and there was some beggars on the side of the road, and one beggar came and he was begging for something. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab took out some money and he gave it to him. Now outwardly it appeared that this person was not really one who needed charity. Because his outward condition showed that he didn't really need charity. So the children, they told Mufti Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, their father, that, "Oh father, why are you giving these people who are so undeserving, why are you giving your charity to them?" So Mufti Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, now look at how a father makes tarbiyah and trains his children. He told them, "Oh my children, listen carefully. Who are we to decide who is deserving and who is not deserving? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must apply that criterion to us, which one of us is deserving? Who of us is deserving? Tomorrow if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at us with that eye, that I'm only going to give my deserving servants. The rest of you, I deprive you. I don't give you. Is there anyone in this gathering that can say with conviction that Allah ta'ala is going to give me? Not one. Not one can say with conviction that we are deserved. None of us are deserving. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, that He gives to those servants of His who are not deserving whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to them. So Allahumma innaka afoon Kareem, tuhibbul afwa. Allah, you love to forgive. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grudgingly forgives His servants. That, okay, I don't feel like accepting your apology, but okay, I forgive you unwillingly, grudgingly. No, that is not so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive His servants. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَى فَعْفُ عَنَّا. When Allah, you love to forgive us, then why don't you forgive us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant us forgiveness. My dear friends, this is that night of Tawbah. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Him. And Allah accepts the Tawbah of those who turn to Him sincerely. We see in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to those chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their stories. They repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their children repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers. Famous story in the Holy Quran. They took him as a little boy. They were jealous of him. So that was one big sin already. Secondly, they plotted and planned against him. That was another sin. Thirdly, they took him. They lied to their father and they took him away from the father. That was a third sin. Then they started abusing him and handling him physically. That was another sin. Then they took him and they threw him into a well. And that was another sin. And then they sold him away. That was another sin. And then they came back to their father. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءٍ يَبْكُونَ. They came back to their father at night and they lied to their father about where Yusuf was. So that was another sin. So they committed all these sins. Story is long. We're not going to go into all the details. But then a time came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Yusuf alayhi salam to the position of finance minister of Egypt. And finally, he revealed his identity to them. And they said that we cannot believe it that you are Yusuf. Anta Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? Qala ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. Yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother Binyamin. Then they were very repentant. And they apologized to Yusuf alayhi salam and they asked him for forgiveness. And the father also, finally, he came to know about all what his sons had done. And they went to their father And they said, Ya Abana, astaghfir lana dhunubana, inna kunna khati'een. Oh Father, ask forgiveness on our behalf. Definitely we were the sinners and the wrongdoers. We did a very bad thing by what we did to our brother Yusuf and what we did to you. 40 years, Yaqub alayhi salam cried in the separation of his son Yusuf. So much that he became blind in the process. And then by the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that very kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam, when it was applied to his eyes, Allah restored the eyesight of the father. Now the whole plan and the plot opened up, and they were exposed and they were embarrassed, and they said, Ya Abana, astaghfir lana dhunubana, inna kunna khati'een. Father, we seek forgiveness from you, and you seek forgiveness on our behalf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of our mistakes, ask Allah to forgive us. They knew the father was a Nabi of Allah, and if the father made dua and maghfirat for them, they would be forgiven. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, So فَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Shortly, I will ask Allah to forgive you. He did not seek forgiveness for them immediately. Why? Because he waited for the time of the Tahajjud. Commentators say, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam knew dua will be accepted at the Tahajjud late at night. So he postponed that till that time, and he sought forgiveness for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said, I will teach you how to seek forgiveness from Allah for this mistake. Jibreel alayhi salam stood in front, behind him Yaqub alayhi salam stood, behind him Yusuf alayhi salam stood, and behind Yusuf alayhi salam the 11 brothers stood. This was the sequence of their standing. Jibreel alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, and the 11 brothers. And then Jibreel alayhi salam taught them the wording how to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in Ruhul Maani, tafsir of Allama Mahmud Baghdadi, Allama Alusi. He mentions in his tafsir Ruhul Maani that Jibreel alayhi salam taught them the wording of repentance. He said, now say after me. Say after me the words of repentance that he taught them. These words, Ya Raja al-Mu'mineen, la taqta' raja'ana. Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaghithin, aghithna. Ya Mu'in al-Mu'mineen, a'inna. And Ya Muhibb al-Tawabin, tub alayna. These were the words that Jibreel alayhi salam read, and he taught them these words, and they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last part is very important, where they were told to say, Ya Muhibb al-Tawabin, O you who loves the repenters, tub alayna, accept our tawbah and accept our repentance. So in this manner, they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. And in this way, my dear friends, there are countless stories of people who repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know before that, there was the story of the man who killed 99 people. Then he made it a century. He killed 100 people. And then he still went to repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance too. And in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were sahaba who repented, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of their repentance in the Holy Quran in Surah Tawbah. It's called Surah Tawbah because they made Tawbah and Allah accepted their Tawbah. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Allah speaks about how He accepted the Tawbah of the sahaba. And also the very famous story of one sahabi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made sincere Tawbah, and Allah accepted his Tawbah, the Sahabi by the name of Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was some mistake that he made. It was some kind of error of judgment. It wasn't a sin, but he gave away inadvertently one secret of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he felt very, very regretful and remorseful for giving off a secret of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without realizing that he made this mistake, now he felt very bad, he felt remorseful, and he came crying to Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, and he tied himself to a pillar in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. He tied himself to a pillar. That pillar till today is known as Ustuwana Abu Lubaba. The pillar of Abu Lubaba. And that pillar till today is known as Ustuwana to Toba, the pillar of Toba. May Allah take us all to Medina Sharif. And may Allah Ta'ala take us all to Rauza Mubarak. Allah take us all to Riyadul Jannah. In Riyadul Jannah there is the pillar of Abu Lubaba, Ustuwana to Toba. It is written on top of that pillar even today. If Allah Ta'ala give us a chance, read even 2 rakats of Toba there. And say, Ya Allah, as you accepted the Tawbah of Abu Lubaba, we are the followers of this great Sahaba, and we also want your forgiveness, like how you forgave Abu Lubaba. We are also standing here today with the same hope and expectation that you will forgive us like how you forgave Abu Lubaba. So all keep this in mind, inshallah, that when we go to Medina, go into Riyadul Jannah, and go to Ustuwana to Tawbah, Ustuwana Abu Lubaba, and go and read Surakat or Salade if possible, with the hope of achieving that forgiveness. Now we find that Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala tied himself up to the pillar, and he took a vow that he will not eat or drink until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself does not declare his forgiveness. And like this we find that so many days went past, 1 week went past, 8 days went past, 8 days went past, and Abu Lubaba was still tied up. They only untied him for the call of nature, and they only untied him for salah. As soon as salah would be done, he would be tied again to the pillar, until one morning at Fajr time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house of Umm Salma radiallahu anha, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled suddenly at Fajr time, which was not his habit, and she asked him that what is making you smile, and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayats of the Quran to me in which he has given the glad tiding of the forgiveness of Abu Lubaba. So my dear friends, like this, many were forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a lady, Imra Ghamidiya. This lady, due to a human weakness, she was a Sahabiya, but due to a human weakness, she got involved in an affair, and it resulted in adultery, and that resulted in a child that was born. And when she had expected now, as a result of this, she felt very, very bad, she felt very remorseful for this, and she went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, Ya Rasulallah, tahhirni. Ya Rasulallah, tahhirni. O Rasul of Allah, cleanse me and purify me from this act that I have committed. Cleanse me and purify me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she came to him from in the front, he said, go away from here. Go from here and maybe you're not in your right mind. Just go away from here. But she came again from the left side and she said, please purify me. He sent her away again. She came from the right side, and again she said the same thing. 4 times she confessed to the sin. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look, now in that case, the order of Allah has to be carried out, and we will have to implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, and that is that you will have to be stoned to death. So she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am ready, but now I am carrying this unborn child in my womb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that is the case, go back home, and when you give birth to the child, we shall see. So she went, and the matter was left like that. There was no warrant of arrest issued, and there was no bail application that was done, and there was no such a thing because she herself came forward. She didn't. Nobody sent her. She came herself forward. So she was said, go home. She went home. She waited. The child was born. When the child was born, she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the child. And she said, O Nabi of Allah, I have now given birth to this child. Now you carry out Allah's order upon me. My dear brothers, if you can just come a little forward. It appears that the sound outside has cut off. So if there are brothers outside that cannot hear, just give them a little bit of space. Come inside. Come a little forward. Allah accept. There is also space upstairs for the brothers, that if you don't find sufficient space downstairs, you can go upstairs. Coming back to the incident of this lady, now she brings the child and she presents the child and she says, O Nabi of Allah, the child is born. He says, no, he needs you now. We cannot carry out this order of Allah upon you now because this child needs you now. You should wait till he grows up. When he comes of age that he can manage on his own, then we shall see. And so it so happens that the child grows up and he's about 2 years or over 2 years of age, and she brings him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, O Nabi of Allah, I'm ready now. Here is the child. Look, he's got a piece of bread in his hand and he can eat him on his own. He does not need my assistance anymore. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, now we shall carry out the order of Allah. And the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was carried out. She was stoned, and in that process of her stoning, obviously a lot of blood started gushing and flying all over, and one sahabi's clothes got messed with the blood and he got upset with it, and he said some words that were not becoming about this woman, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and he reprimanded him and he told him, do you know something? إِنَّهَا تَابَتْ تَوْبَةً لَوْ قُسِمَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ مَدِينَةِ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. You people don't know, don't look at her for the sin that she committed, but look at the fact that she made such a tawbah to Allah in this time, that if that tawbah had to be distributed over the whole of Medina, it would have sufficed the whole of Medina. That was the tawbah she made. My dear friends, tonight we should make that kind of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very sincere and a very, very, very fervent tawbah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. We must make tawbah nasuha tonight. And now I will briefly explain the method of tawbah nasuha. How do we make tawbah nasuha? We should ideally make 2 rakats. Make wuzu, read 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah, 2 or 4 rakats. After we finish that with absolute concentration and humiliation, read this rakat of Salah, then with a mind that is completely focused and concentrated, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great humility. Raise our hand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge all our sins and wrongdoings and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that process of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must also experience a kind of a remorsefulness, a regret in our heart that, Ya Allah, how could I have committed such a bad action? You have been so kind and good to me and I have been so ungrateful to you. And a person must feel that pain in his heart, a regret and remorse in the heart, and with that a person should try to cry and sigh. So keep these words in mind, cry and sigh. This is a night to cry and sigh. In other words, we should not only just be shedding tears, but we should also be sighing like a sound is coming out that, Ya Allah, I am now repenting for a lifetime of sins on this night, because this is a night of acceptance of my tawbah. So a person must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. When a person cries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very merciful towards that servant of his who cries and sheds tears. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that that person who cries, Ainun bakat min khashyatillah, la tamassuhu nar, the fire of hell will be made haram upon that those eyes that shed tears out of the fear of Allah. Even in the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that even if it is the size of the head of a fly, what is the size of a head of a fly? You need like a kind of a microscope to see the head of the fly properly. That much, only that much, the ulama say that be ready to shed those tears now in the world today and extinguish the fire of Jahannam with two tears. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, rivers of tears will flow and it will not extinguish the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned that the sinners will cry on the day of Qiyamah so much that the tears that will flow will be so much that little boats will be floating in the tears that came out from their eyes. And it will be so much that when the water, the tears of water get finished, then tears of blood will start flowing from their eyes just as much. But all that crying on that day will be of no avail to them. And in this world, two tears that are shed with sincerity will be of avail to a person in the Akhirah. My dear friend, it is mentioned that those people, the person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his privacy, quietly, he's shedding tears out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of repentance, then sab'atun yuzilluhumullahu fi zillihi yawma la zilla illa zillu. Seven will be given the shade of Allah's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. And among the seven persons, fortunate persons will be rajulun fadat aynah, rajulun zakar Allah khaliyan fa fadat aynah. That person who remembered Allah in privacy and he thought of his sins and his evil actions and his tears started flowing, that person will be given the shade of arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Here, opportunity is here. Normally, we find it difficult to cry. Normally, we find it difficult to shed tears. But Allah has given us such a beautiful night. This Mubarak night, this is the night to shed the tears. So go home, or whether we stay in the masjid, and let us engage in this Salatul Tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shed the tears, let the tears flow, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Tawbah so much that it is mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He loves those who make Tawbah. And Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَتَّائِبُ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. The one who makes Tawbah is the beloved of Allah. And أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. The one who makes Tawbah sincerely, it is as if he never committed any sin at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named one door in Jannah, Babu Tawbah. There are eight doors of Jannah. There are eight doors of Jannah and seven doors of Jahannam. Jahannam has got seven doors and Jannah has got eight doors. What is the secret in that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put more people in Jannah, so more doors for Jannah and less doors for Jahannam. And of the doors of Jannah, there are different doors, Babu Rayyan, for the ones who will be fasting. But there is one door that Allah has called Babu Tawbah, and that will be the door for those people who will make Tawbah in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open that door for them. So my dear friends, it is an opportunity to cry and also to sigh, because it is mentioned in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith al-Qudsi, that لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sighing of those servants of mine who sigh sincerely in repentance, it is even more beloved to me than the sound of those who are hymning the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the value of crying before Allah and sighing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah loves and cherishes those tears of his believing servants. And so, this is that night that we should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know what wrongs we did. We know what sins we committed. We got our own memory and recollection of all our deeds and actions. And this night, if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the opportunity to get our books completely wiped out clean, like we say in computer terms, completely erase the files and delete everything, so that you got a completely brand new hard drive or a brand new device, that all files have been completely removed and deleted. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us tonight, that He wants to delete all the files so that we are completely purified and cleansed like a newborn child. How many months does it take for a child to be born? It looks like 9 months. It takes 9 months for a child to be born. And when the child is born, how is the child born in this world? Sin-free. No sins, right? There's no sins on any newborn baby that is born. A child is born absolutely sin-free. Now Ramzan is the 9th month in the Islamic calendar. It is as if Ramzan is the 9th month, as if we are going to be born again after Ramzan. And may Allah Ta'ala make us sin-free after Ramzan. That as if these 9 months have gone past of the year, after these 9 months when it will be as if we emerge from these 9 months now completely forgiven and like a newborn child, inshallah. And this is the night to make all of that happen. My dear friends, tonight is also the night to read Salatul Tasbih. Beautiful Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding this particular Salah. He gave it as a gift to his uncle Abbas. And he told him that all your sins, major, minor, and open and hidden and known and unknown, all the sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the barakat of the Salah. They are on the walls of the masjid also. The method has been there. And we will say to the brothers that after the programs, there will be a second program also tonight, inshallah. After these programs are over, stay on in the environment of the masjid. Read Salatul Tasbih also. And read Salatul Tawbah. Read some rakats of Tahajjud Salah also. And make tilawat of Quran. And then engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also very important on this night is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, because the du'as that are made on these nights, the malaika also are present. There is greater hope of the acceptance of those du'as. So let's not miss this opportunity to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Now we will read inshallah the 40 durood and salam.